possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
It's worse. The power is in the air, and its authority has been vested in you.
With the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Bologna Family, every Sunday
at 8:30 GMT
at the Tree of Life Service, Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Declaration for the day.
As many as of you who hear the sound of my voice, who believe, and respond to it, you shall have what the Lord has said.
Amen.
There shall be a total restoration.
Amen.
Double restoration.
Amen.
Of everything and anything in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let there be restoration.
Amen.
And there is a restoration.
Amen.
Restoration of your light.
Amen.
Restoration of your rising.
Amen.
Restoration of multiplying.
Amen.
Restoration of favor.
Amen.
Restoration of increase.
Amen.
Restoration of your spiritual status.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Restoration of miracles.
Amen.
Signs and wonders.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Financial restoration.
Amen.
Business restoration.
Amen.
Project restoration.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ministry restoration.
Amen.
Receive. Anything you thought you have lost, you didn't lose it. God was waiting for a time to restore you fully. Somebody receive your restoration. If your womb was dead, I hear restoration for your womb. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If your husband was not judged a full count, today I hear restoration.
Amen.
Receive restoration.
I
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fertility restoration.
Amen.
Restoration of your fertility.
Amen.
Restoration of your fruitfulness.
Amen.
Restoration of your financial life.
Amen.
Receive in the name of Jesus. As a man of God, the King David, pray to the Lord, and the Lord told him, pursue, you overtake, and you will recover all. So shall be the fate of many people who believe this morning.
Amen.
You will receive and you will recover all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Verse 22, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God.
So it's Jesus Christ, who has gone into where? Heaven. Mm-hmm.
And is at the right hand of God.
Okay.
Angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him.
So angels, number one. Authorities, number two. And then what? Powers. So if the Bible is yours, you can write them. Angels, authorities,
and powers.
So angels, which is messenger, envoy, messengers. And then what? Authorities, which is the same as what? Exousia, because they are also with authority of government.
Mm.
Yes, which is exousia, the authority of government. It's not dunamis. So he's talking about personalities, and that is the archangels, because there are several places where they have been referred to that. Then what? Angels, authorities, and then powers. Powers are spirit beings. When we talk about powers in the diabolic sense, they have become demons. Those are the ones who are called demons. They possess some power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But their weapons for their warfare were stripped off. They were stripped off weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are using tactics, deception. But you see that their imagery and their personality itself, there is an inherent quality in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that quality that has been corrupted is what they are using. But their weapons with which they could use to destroy things, Jesus stripped them of all of them.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus called principalities and powers. Now let's go ahead. Let's see it. So you have to understand this. So Jesus has gone into heaven and he's at the right hand of God. Not at the right hand side. He's at the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him.
Yes, sir.
So I told you that before the principalities were the one manning They were more or less like the envoys of God. They were the more or less like the messengers. They were the ones carrying the messages. They were the prime ministers and forming the government of God. Do you understand the point now?
Sure.
Yes. And on earth, they were relating with the prophets. So they appeared to the priest, they appeared to the prophet, and they spoke to them, give them instructions to go and carry it out. When something was about to be born, an angel of the Lord stood and announced it. If you read the Bible, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. And so they were the one manning, you know, that office. They were the one in charge of that until Jesus came. Now, the scripture that testifies of what I was saying that, now, when the moment Jesus came, all principalities and powers were subject to him. They all submitted to him. So now there's no government of any principality and power coming to relate directly to a man without Jesus Christ's authority. So Jesus doesn't need the principality nor power to come and give information to the church. Do you understand the point now?
Sure.
Unless they are sent. Now Jesus has sent his own messengers, and the messengers as the what? The fivefold ministry. And then the end time prophet, which he spoke about in the book of Revelation, that he said they will come and do this work. And he did say that there are seven spirits that stand before him. He's ministered to us about them already. Are you with me, somebody?
Sure.
And he did say they have companies according to the prophetic order. The fivefold ministry, of course, is there. And these people don't come outside. They come to empower and force the will of God on the church, for the church to achieve the level of what significance that God has ordained for the church. Are you with me, somebody?
Yes, sir.
So in the parables of Jesus, he spoke about them. That's one of them that Prophet John taught about. He says, there are those who come to trim the wick.
The lamps.
They come to trim the lamp. They trim the wick, work on the wick, and they put it back, and then they light it. You get it? So there is the message of Jesus, the Christ, that comes. Remember, there was a time that there was some kind of word and all of that, and I think he was involved. And I did say that this gospel is not for angels. So when in the parabolic statement Jesus was explaining, and they've translated into English and they put angels there, you have to be very careful about it. Instead of Malachi, messengers, they put, or angelos, they put angels there. But he was talking about messengers. He says, I will send my messengers, and they will come and do that work. Please, are you getting my point now?
Yes, sir.
Now, as for the time of the trumpet, when we have changed, everybody, when we have changed, there is a state. It is not by the force of angels, but the Bible says it is by the power of Christ. You know the Bible describes the kind of power.
Mm.
Yes. He says, in the twinkling of an eye, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Do you understand what a twinkle of an eye is? It is more than the speed of an angel. You know a twinkle of an eye, like I'm looking at you. The moment my eye twinkle, like, do you understand? It's done. In a twinkle of an eye, the Bible says that we have a lassoed. We shall be changed. It's a supernatural force of Christ that changes us. It's just like Jesus when he resurrected from the dead. It was no angel resurrected Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit, the spirit of him that raised Jesus. The moment he turned this, he was an act of what? God. So in a twinkle of an eye, it happens. You study that subject and see. Study it deeply. Especially if you have seen it in vision, you will appreciate how fast it will be. It's just like when a tender, there's a lightning tender, it happens. Then all the saints of Jesus Christ, both the ones who were dead, they will resurrect. And the ones who are alive on earth, they will just be changed. And all of them will be caught up together to the Lord. It's happening so fast. It's more than the speed of a light. Angels are noted for speed, I know. So it is not angels that will be standing to push us up. No. Do you know why? No. So that time, the weakness of men is gone. Now we have come into the reality of Christ. Did angels aid in the lifting up of Jesus unto the heavens?
No.
No. That is the exact thing that is going to happen. So, and remember, the word of God says that, he will send messengers to gather them from the north, east, and west, and the four corners of the earth. Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's talking about the preaching of the gospel. The gathering together is the preaching of the gospel, bringing them together and making announcement of his coming. It is his messengers. Because if angels should descend and they are the ones coming for you, come, gather. Who won't come? I have told you something about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the scriptures cannot be broken. So there was, it comes to a point where there's that kind of thing. Then I make a statement. I said, go check it critically. Because if these are the people coming to do this, then what is the use of this? Now, I will stir up your curiosity. People have taught the word of God. I have a lot of, a piling of things. Answers, questions. Don't worry, I have time for those things. Me, I have time for those things a lot. When the time comes. Well, you said this, so this is what the scripture says about that. So you see, I'm showing you, people have taught about the water baptism is useless. And I've shown you, are you experienced than Peter? Now, are you more powerful than Peter? So if a man of God is standing here today and Peter is standing there, who must we listen to? I'm not actually doubting your credentials in Christ, but I'm saying that he is also in Christ. He was in Christ, and he was taught and raised by Christ himself. So the disciple of whoever man of God and the disciple of Jesus, which one should we listen to? Direct disciple of Jesus. I'm not saying Jesus, you are not the disciple of Jesus, but I'm saying that Jesus mentored you through somebody, but he had a direct mentorship from the Christ. And he was anointed by Christ. One sermon of Peter brought 3,000 souls.
And what he wrote is scripture.
And what he wrote is scripture, and it cannot be broken, yes, because he received before he gave.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing my point now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my father, my father, my father. You are not doing scriptures, so you are just interpreting with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You are actually contradicting what is written. And we've caught you in the scriptures and revealing to you that that's not what the Bible says. What you said, you are a man of God, we salute you, but what you said is wrong.
Mm.
Humility says that, humble yourself, accept it, I'm wrong.
Yes.
According to scriptures, I'm sorry.
No, no, no.
Let me go and learn better. Will we kill you?
No.
Yes. So if you want to come and insult me, dear, me, I don't mind, I won't retaliate, but I will continue to teach the word of God.
Sure.
And I didn't come to attack you with it. I just told you that what you presented to the body is wrong.
Mm.
Some people have taken it to their own destruction, but this is the actual word of God. There is an antitype. There is. There is also an antitype, which now saves us. Which now does what? Saves us. Don't come and give us another explanations of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord bless you.
Jesus even said, he who believes and is baptized, he under baptized, shall be saved.
When the Bible talks about antitype, he talks about there's a like figure. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
A like figure is the same thing as antitype.
Yes.
And then he talks about something that is formed after a pattern.
Yes.
So baptism of water is according to the pattern,
yes,
of the Lord Jesus. So we are never wrong. The scripture is never wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Follow them. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Somebody say amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. They represented what represent the burial, resurrection, the burial, the killing, the death, the burial and resurrection of the Christ. What represent it?
Mm-hmm. Baptism.
So that is, it can't be wrong.
The Apostle Paul also spoke about it.
Yes, it can't be wrong. Then one person is not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
So now I'm giving you answers by scriptures, because I taught you without, I was teaching you without referring to scriptures. Now I'm telling you that this is the scriptures. This is just one of them. Now, the Bible says that Jesus has become the head over all principalities and powers, because Jesus, all the government shall be upon his what? Shoulders. So this is not a principality who is a government now. All the government has been committed to his people, his persons. And in the mystery conventions or conferences, we will teach you about the government of the Lord. Remember, I started it, but I started teaching you from the symbols part and into the reality part. The symbols are also the antitype, the figure that was used to, so the book of Genesis was used to represent them. And then now the things, the order of things, okay? Yes. There's a level of the teaching of the word that you teach spiritually, that when you are talking, everything is represented. When you're going to say something that is not represented, you see that It's not aligning. So quickly you are corrected within before it comes out. So you have to develop to a level of that kind of significance, hallelujah, that kind of importance, where God commits to you the holy things of God, not the mundane things. Even with the mundane things, it has to be according to what the structure of the Spirit is. Are you hearing my point now?
Sure.
Yes, how water flows, it has to flow from the top to the down. If you are saying that it has to flow from down to the bottom, from the top, then you must prove that there is an antitype of it. There is something there in the Spirit that flows. Mm-hmm. But when you check the Spirit, it's not like that. Then this one, you are wrong. Are you getting my point now?
Sure.
So when you can make a statement in our kingdom, but it will contradict the order of the Spirit and what Scripture has not revealed. Let the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So the position of principality is what I'm sharing with you. And you have authority to command archangels to work. How must you be? How then are you afraid of the devil? Mm. That is what the Bible says, that you should not be ignorant about the devices of the devil. The devices are the methods he uses, mm-hmm. the methods he uses. So if we have to actually open the minds of the church and the spirit of the church, we need to let them understand by scriptures, the holy scriptures of God, the methods of the devil. Not teaching about the devil himself, but his methods. These are the things he uses to get the people. So if we are doing demonology and we are telling the different kinds of demons and how powerful they are, my friend, you are not serious. Mm-hmm. There are methods the Bible has revealed they use. Teach the people, they understand it.
Yes.
So when they use this method, we have conquered them. Use this method, we have discovered you already.
Yes.
What method are you going to use again? So we have not taught the methodia, the methods of the devil. And we are here explaining demonology, demon A, demon B. If you can know demon, then you are one of them. It takes one to be a demon to know them, right? Thank you, Jesus. Because they hide in the darkness. How were you able to? I know the eyes of God sees through the dark. The eyes of God sees through the dark. But God will not even let a man of God whose spiritual eyes are fully open to be seeing all the demons in the world. What are you going to use them for? He wants you to see the things of God, to teach the people, to empower them. Mm. That is the agenda. Somebody say, glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
Of course, there are people who have been sent to cancel things. All of us has been sent to pray and cancel things. Mm-hmm. There are people who go deeper like that, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 21. Oh, Father, we love you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse.
Ephesians 2, 21.
No, Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 21. Sorry. Ephesians chapter number 1,
Ephesians
verse
21. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21.
Let's start.
Far above.
So let's start from the verse number, maybe, that scripture is a lot. Okay, let's start from 15, because that scripture starts from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's start from 15. But I want you to follow me as I follow Jesus, as we read the scripture, okay?
Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
The spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him,
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
He didn't say that when your eyes are enlightened, you may know what demons are and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. The assignment of demons, what they are doing. No. You have to know the hope of his calling, the purpose, the reason why you are here. When purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Now let's go ahead. You have to have your purpose. You have to know your purpose. Now let's go.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Yes.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
According to the working of his mighty power. And this power is within a believer. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe?
Yes.
Can you imagine that? And then he says, according to the working of his mighty word, power. Which he did what?
He worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
So I don't want, you see, I told you about the places. If the Bible is yours, you see that it is what? Slanted. All the other words are not, but that one is slanted. When you are the places, because me, I know that this is it. Because when you talk about the heavenly, where I have been taken to, the reason why I use the word heavenly is the places, heavens. So you see that this is heavenly, 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 heaven. Do you understand? It's just no, you don't know that this is the one, this is the two, this is the three. Do you understand the point now?
Yes.
So if you say heavenly to me, it means the realm of heaven, the places of the realm of heaven. Because he's not specific at which one. So he talks about the heavenly. That is beyond the spiritual world.
Yes.
Please, do you understand the point now?
Yes, sir.
The, beyond the fourth dimension, that's what it means. Now let's go ahead.
Far above all principality and power.
Far above all principality and what? Power.
And might and dominion.
And might and what? Dominion.
And every name that is named.
Yes.
Not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
Yes. So, not only in this age, but also the world that is to come. So, he has been made to sit far above. Now, that is the word I want you to take note of. The first one that Peter said that all authorities have been subjected to him. Now, Ephesians is describing how far apart they have been made to be subjected to him. Please, now, did you understand the scripture now?
Sure.
Let's go ahead again. He says, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly. Because Jesus is seated in the very heaven of all the heavens. So you have to understand it.
Sure.
Then he says, far above. That means the kind of heaven he's sitting is what? Far above these guys. Thank God. I've been privileged enough. I, John, have described to you how I was taken to the heavenly, the heaven. Where I told you that I have been in the third, where we call third heaven, where the temple is in suspension of, it's like a fourth dimension of it, or the higher dimension of it. When God is showing you the structure, you see that it is about seven. Where his things are perfected, it's like that. So the heaven itself, where he is like about the seventh, which is perfected. Now, I want you to understand something. The temple is in suspension. It's like a mountain of the heaven where you get to. It's like a mountain. So the place where everybody goes to school, you can check. But your own is like, it's this one. But how do I get there? There's no ladder there. There's nothing there. That means a revelation. You can see it, but you cannot get there. That's the kind of thing. So that's where I saw myself for three consecutive years. I was always around until the last time I entered. And the entrance, pursuing and pursuing and pursuing, is what sent me to where I got to know the people. I was studying about who we were in Christ before the foundations of the world. And I studied it over and over and over, praying every time, fasting about it and praying. Then I was taken. Then when we were going, I could feel the structures everywhere. So it's like you could know everything. And everything that comes into you, like a question, answers come. So that's why I told you that the air, everything, like, you know, the darkness we went through, all the dark places, some of them are scary, some of them are friendly, lighter. Do you understand? It's how you relate. Like, you know, going. But it's like we're in a glass kind of thing, but you feel everything that happens there. And the angel, you can see through the angel, like translucent, kind of. It's just like this one. But you can see through that. And how can there be a form? You can see face, everything beautiful. And yet when he speaks, his voice, and the part of it is like water, like something like that, jelly. Oh, Jesus. There we go. So I looked at him intently. And as we left. But when he got to a point, another took over. So when we got to that mountain, there's a dark, like you can't see what is there. It's like a mountain, but it's dark around everything. But it's like the mountain must come out. Outer of the mountain is gross dark, like you can't, do you understand? It's like the way charcoal is. Mm. But when the thing came out, the kind of light that came out, Jesus, several colors of light, beautiful. And it was in suspension like this, no hinges. Then it was like zapped into it. You are every pressure is coming out, but you are zapped into it. So the presence of God, you can't go there. You see, you are zapped into it, and it's like the movement. There's a movement It's like just light. I didn't see anything like, you know, maybe like there are people pressuring you or pushing you out. No. It's just light shining from very, very far place, like very far. So, but on the, I started seeing people like stars, light on the walls everywhere. It has formed there. There's nothing there that is like you can see a wall like physical, like it's like a light, different colors of light, you know, each of them connecting to each other, like a very beautiful ambience. But when I looked at the face, then it's like a short foot direct onto our church, and I could see this person sitting at church. Then, what meaning this? It's like Bible terms, like questions. What meaning this? It's like this where how they were before the foundation of the world. A light in Christ. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Massive Rahaskava. Hey, like, oh, honestly, like, hey, there are things in God that we need to pursue and see some of them. It's so glorious so that you will know that God is real. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is real. He's real by his word. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. So you have to understand that the principalities represented something. But Jesus said Jesus is seated far above all principality, all powers, might and dominion. But you see, he didn't mention the others. He didn't mention thrones. Did he mention thrones? No. And then he says, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. So he gave all things that he's head of to the church. This is what this construction means. Everything that Jesus is the head of, head over. All things that was commanded and subjected to Christ. He gave everything, okay? God gave everything to him. Then he gave everything to church, the church. Okay? And he put all things under his feet, which is Jesus' feet, and gave him to be head over all things. He gave him to be head over all things, and even to the and the church's part. But the things were given to the church because the church is his body. So when you are giving everything to Christ, automatically it belongs to the church. Because the church is body. Can you separate the body from your head? He says. So the church has access. Somebody say the church has access. Then he says the body, the church, which is his body. Then he says the church is the fullness of him. In other words, the completeness of God, the completeness of Christ. The church, when we talk about the church, is the completeness of Jesus. Then when you don't understand this principle and you are teaching, you say that you are crying for the body of Christ or the church. You don't think the church will go through anything. You don't think if Jesus comes, the church will be around. Hey! Can you imagine that the King of Kings will sit down and his body is gone? Which completes him? And his father will ask him, where's your church? Then if his father will ask him, Jesus, where is your church? And he said, I don't know, but they are gone. Can you imagine that? Word
of life. In these last days.
For that day will never come, will not come, unless
the falling away comes
first. Number one, the falling away comes first.
And the man of sin is revealed.
And the man of sin is revealed.
Something extraordinary is eventuating.
After the man of sin is revealed, that's when the day of the Lord will come.
A wonder, a stupendous spectacle.
The one who is restraining the Antichrist is restraining the Antichrist so that the Antichrist will not be revealed before his day.
Yes.
But he will be revealed exactly on his time.
Yes, sir.
And the restrainer is a he.
Never before witnessed.